Welcome to Chair Chats, an online web series hosted by me, Jamie Harrison, the chairman of the South Carolina Democratic Party. Our goal in this series is to begin to look at political leaders, activists, and people involved in politics in a three-dimensional manner. We will move past the political caricatures to get to know the individual. So now, let's chat. There are a number of presidential candidates running these days. One of the most recent is Governor Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island. But he's been in politics for a while. He's been a governor, a mayor, and a United States senator. Interestingly enough, he's switched parties. He's been a Republican, an independent, and now a Democrat. So let's find out a little more about Governor Lincoln Chafee. Governor, welcome to South Carolina.
Thank you, Jamie. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. So, you know, Governor, you recently declared that you're running or you're exploring a run for the presidency. You've been out of office, you've switched parties, and now you're thinking about running. What made you decide that?
Well, I'm concerned about where our country's going, Jamie. You read about every day, pick up the paper, and there's just more conflict around the world. What's happening in Yemen, what's happening with ISIS, what's happening with Iran, Ukraine, Nigeria, Libya. And I just think we can do better, have a different direction, fresh ideas. Those people that got us into this pickle over there in the Middle East, made that decision to go into Iraq, I don't think should be the ones now trying to fix it. And when I was in the Senate, as you mentioned, my time in the Senate, I voted against the Iraq war. And so I'd like to see us as a country kind of get back to where we were, respected and admired around the world, listening to other countries, and working together to make this planet better.
Well, you know, the Chafee name is well known. Your father was in politics and you were in politics, well known in the Northeast. But people in South Carolina probably don't know who you are. Who is Lincoln Chafee?
Well, as you said, it starts with your record, and that's what people want to see, what you have accomplished as mayor, as you mentioned, in my city, second largest city in Rhode Island, Warwick, and then as a United States senator. How did he do as a senator? What did he do? And then as a governor, what did he accomplish as governor? And at all of those levels, I've performed very well. As mayor, we got our city going in the right direction, invested in our schools, I had to work with the police, the fire, the public works people. It's hands-on, and even dealing with neighborhoods and development issues. Then as a senator, of course, I just mentioned the Iraq war vote.
Yep.
And before that, before the Iraq war vote, I was voting against all the Bush tax cuts that led to this great disparity of wealth. The wealthy didn't need a tax cut.
Yeah.
The last thing they needed, a $1.6 trillion tax cut that mostly was for the wealthy that didn't need it. And then the Iraq War was a moment in American history, a moment of history where we needed to make smart decisions. And I did my homework, and I think I made the right decision. Let's wait for the inspectors to do their job, see if there's any real weapons of mass destruction. Then as governor, I came in one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, Rhode Island's tough, tough times. And now, since I left, the unemployment rate is one of the biggest drops in the country. I think there's only three or four states that are ahead of us in that time when I was governor to when we sit here today.
Well, I know that over the course of the next few weeks and months, many of the folks here in South Carolina will explore your record and all of your accomplishments. Tell us, though, what do you do for fun?
That's a good question. South Carolina and Rhode Island have something in similar. We both have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world. Great ocean, sand, and so I like the water. And even I had a job in Asheville, North Carolina. On weekends, we'd come down to Folly Beach, Sullivan Beach, Isle of Palms. I just like getting on the water.
Anytime that anybody decides to visit South Carolina and contribute to the economy down here, so thank you. So tell us, you've been Republican, independent, and now you're a Democrat. I remember when you came out and supported President Barack Obama in his reelection. Was there one particular point or one particular issue that really, what was that inflection point that made you make that decision that, you know, I'm going to be a member of the Democratic Party?
Well, I was always wondering whether the pendulum would swing back to those of us that consider ourselves kind of liberal Republicans. The cliche is Rockefeller Republicans.
Yeah.
We promise to leave people, let them live their lives as they best see fit, but we'll take care of the books. Put the green eye shade on. That was the old Rockefeller Republican, socially liberal, fiscally responsible. And that switched. The Republican Party gave us back deficits and started getting into people's personal lives. And I was wondering if the pendulum would swing back, and I just didn't think it would. So I left the Republican Party, became an independent, supported Senator Obama's bid for the presidency in 08, and then supported his bid for reelect in 12. So when you ask, what was that one moment, it was the two things that certainly bringing back the deficits, my old party being the party of fiscal responsibility, and watching them give these tax cuts to the wealthy and bring back deficits, and then the Iraq War, getting us into another Vietnam with 4,000 dead Americans and $6 trillion in costs that we're going to incur over the lifetime of these veterans. I'd had enough.
Matt, by the reporter, said that in an article, there's something fearless and relentless about Chafee. Running for president, you have to be somewhat fearless and relentless.
That's for sure.
But then there was in one article that I read that it said that you said when you first ran, you sat in your car and you didn't want to knock on doors and meet people when you were running for mayor. So what's changed? What's changed from that time when you were mayor to this time now that you're going to have the biggest microscope on you running for president of the United States?
I kind of grew up with it, but I'd never actually gone and knocked on a door for myself. And so that moment when I sat in my car with my brochures that I had, yes, it took me a while to, I was concerned that they might yell at me, get off my lawn, what are you doing? But when I finally knocked on the door, as the article said, it took me a time to screw up my courage. The woman that answered the door, I remember it, was so relieved that I wasn't trying to sell her anything or change her religion. I was just asking for her vote. And from then on, I've never worried about it since. One instance.
Yeah.
The woman made it easy. She got to see the relief come over her face, the smile, and kind of support. Happy to be asked for my vote. And it was a local election, even before mayor. It was
a local election,
a city council.
Well, is there anything that you're concerned about running for president in terms of just the campaign in and of itself?
My family's been with me through all of my runs. My wife is supportive. They're supportive. They know I care about these issues. They've heard me talk about these international issues and what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They know I have a passion to make this better for them, my children, and the next generation will come after them. So they're very supportive. We all know what we're into.
Tell us a little about that. I would love to. You have a very impressive political resume. Again, mayor, senator, governor. What would you say during that tenure you would point to as that is the highlight of my political career? That is the greatest accomplishment that I've had thus far.
Well, I was very proud at the end of my Senate term. I had a primary. The Republicans primaried me. I won the primary, and that's what it was like being a liberal Republican.
Yeah.
You get primaried by the right, and I did. I spent a lot of money, but I won it. But I lost the November election. I just spent all my money in the primary, and I didn't have enough resources. And it was tough. In 2006, Rhode Islanders wanted a Senate that was going to vote against President Bush and Vice President Cheney. I understood that completely. But on my last day, I lost the November election. We had to come back and do some lame duck. And the last vote, before the session ended, I was walking out the Senate, and Robert Byrd, he saw me leaving, and he yelled out, "You are a senator!" And I just remember being filled with pride. I walk in, and Robert Byrd, who's seen a lot of senators.
A lot of senators.
He pointed to me and said, hello out, "You are a senator." And I'm walking out, leaving the Senate. It was a good feeling.
Just looking into your background, your father is a stalwart in politics, and you've built a stalwart career in politics. But you went to prep school, and then you went out west, and you became a farrier. Tell the audience, what is a farrier?
Farrier is a fancy word for a horseshoer. And it's also the mix between a blacksmith, which does ironwork and ornamental ironwork, but also a horseshoer. Farrier works in the coal forge, or now they've turned to gas forges, but when I was doing it was coal forges. And you're shaping the shoes for the horse. And I worked on the harness racetrack, trotters and pacers.
Wow.
I don't know if there's a track in South Carolina, but...
Well, you know, in the areas in Camden and Aiken, it's a big horse country area.
And so I went to a horseshoe school, and then I worked for a farrier, and he really taught me. I got lucky. And then I went off on my own and worked on the racetrack for 7 years. I think I've shot 5,000 horses.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what's the interest in horses? Did you grow up with horses? Or?
Yeah, I grew up with a horse, and I wanted to trade. I wanted to travel around the country and not just be a laborer washing dishes or whatever.
Yeah.
I wanted to trade so I could go somewhere and learn something different. So I went out Western Canada, in Alberta, Canada. So Calgary, Edmonton, a little bit in Vancouver and British Columbia. Great experience.
Yeah. Any life lessons that you picked up while you were doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jamie. There were ups and downs. Sometimes the business wasn't going so well.
Yeah.
Long winters up there. Sometimes my friends and away so far from home. I didn't know anyone on the racetrack till I got there, and I made friends. But perseverance and looking up for the next day. Next day's going to be better. When things were bad, and then when they're good, trying to sustain that.
We'll close up here, but in a few words, if we know you're exploring running for the presidency, tell us, in a few words, what your campaign will look like. What's the theme of a Lincoln Chafee for president, presidential campaign?
I'd say it's three things. My record, which we've talked about, 30 years of local, state, and federal. I don't think there's going to be any candidate that has been a mayor, a governor, or a senator on either side, Republican or Democrat. And secondly, vision. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. Making the world better, America's place in the world, and of course taking care of our domestic issues here in our borders, but really making the world better, how we deal with our fellow countries. And then lastly, character.
Yeah.
Those three things. My record, my vision, where we want to go as a country, and my character. In all those years, I've had not a blemish of ethical violations or scandals of any kind. And those three things, that's the pillars of my campaign.
Well, Lincoln Chafee, Governor, we are so happy to have you here in the Palmetto State. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie, for inviting me.
And thank you. You're always welcome at Chair Chats. On the next Chair Chats, you are working as an audio engineer for Outkast. Man, tell us about that.
Let's see. Where do you start?
Andre, Big Boy, how are they?
What do you mean?
How are they just hanging out with him?
They're great. They're typical Southern guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Big is a diehard Family Guy. Well, Antoine, he's a diehard Family Guy. I mean, I know his kids. I know his grandmother. I know his wife. I know everybody. Dre, he's more quiet. Dre reminds me of myself. He's the only child.
Yeah.
He's kind of weird, like me. You know, so. Yeah.
How are you kind of weird?
I left entertainment to go become a mayor in a town with 2,400 people. So that makes me kind of weird.